Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, November the 22nd of 2021, from the start of Thanksgiving week. And we'll be talking about that a bit the next 2 days, as we'll be live on Monday and Tuesday. But if we do one on the 24th, it'll probably be very early, but I don't think we'll do one on the 24th. But we will be having them both of the next 2 days, so today and tomorrow. And I'm glad to be with you, thankful to be able to be doing the show with you. And so my prayer is that you're ready to receive whatever it is that the Lord has for you tonight, whatever you're doing, whether you're at work or at home or traveling. A lot of people are traveling this week for Thanksgiving. Whatever you're doing this week, my prayer is that, you know, you just stay focused and remember what this week is all about. Regarding the parade, I was at the Santa parade here in my town here in Midland 2 days ago, and it was very nice. 80 floats, a lot of dogs won the parade as well, and it was awesome. It was great to see people back in the Christmas spirit. But keep Waukesha, Wisconsin, in your prayers. Shelley, I don't know. You heard about what happened in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and not only that, this guy had been released from jail 2 days prior.
After running over a woman.
Days prior, he was released from jail for a $1,000 fine. We have to do better, folks. We have to do better. Whoever the judges that decided that a $1,000 bail was appropriate should not be a judge anymore at all. Because as a result of that man's violent behavior, as a result of that, 5 people died. 40 people, including little children, hurt at what's supposed to be a very safe event. An event that brings people into the Christmas spirit, but because of someone's terroristic actions, by deciding that they're above the law and they can go through, just rush through these barrels, drive 40 miles an hour down a street where there's tons of people, at least hundreds of people, at least, possibly even more. I mean, here in my town, I would say at least 6,000 to 8,000 people go to that parade at least. And so, but keep those people in your prayers, please. Keep those people in your prayers. It's really important. Keep them in your prayers, because that should have never happened. All right. Now, tomorrow, when I come on, we'll be discussing a little bit about, you know, how Thanksgiving came to be. As far as, what I mean by that is, I mean as far as how it got to be, became to be a yearly event. The first Thanksgiving, the first Thanksgiving was 1 year after the Mayflower landed. The Mayflower landed in our country and back in the colonial days in 1620. The Mayflower landed in 1620. And you had all those people that came in on those ships and all and that story. But then in 1621, people got together and decided to get together for a feast and to thank God for their crops. And that was in November of 1621. In that day, it was a three-day feast. It was a three-day feast. Many times for people, for some folk, it'll take 3 days to get through all the turkey and potato leftovers. And there is a little comedy thing I have to get off my chest. I was just discussing here before we went live on the show about how Shelley, I showed up at her her Thanksgiving get together, but for her family that was at this little hall thing, a little bit north of town, but. But believe it or not, you know what I wish? I honestly wish that that cheesecake could multiply quickly, like how the loaves and fish multiplied with Jesus. I wonder if there's a prayer for multiplying cheesecake. Because sometimes you want a piece of that same cheesecake, like, a day later, or maybe 2 or 3 days later. But if there can be all that leftover turkey, all those leftover mashed potatoes and stuffing, and maybe some of those green bean casseroles, I don't know where those came from. I really don't like those that much. But if someone has a way to multiply those cheesecakes, and maybe those apple pie, maybe those peanut butter pies, if you made those. I'm not talking about nobody eat them. No, I'm talking about multiply them. Oh, man. Oh, yes. But nonetheless, where was I? Oh. But anyhow, we got there, and that was nice. But anyhow, so it was a three-day feast. Three-day feast, and, you know, everyone got together, and they were thankful for what they had. Obviously, hey, and folks, you know something? This year is the 400th anniversary of that first Thanksgiving, the 400th anniversary. I don't know why I have not heard a single person mention that. Not a single person. Just crazy to me. It really is, because you think about it, 1621, 1721, 1821, 1921, 2021. I'm not saying it was the 400th Thanksgiving. I was saying it was the 400th anniversary of the first Thanksgiving, because there was a lot of years where it didn't happen. But turkey was among the things they roasted on the first Thanksgiving. And they had stuff to do with corn and what have you. Maybe they had a pumpkin pie. Maybe they had a cheesecake and multiplied it. But, oh, maybe they even had donuts. But obviously when you have one donut, I think it would be funny if while I was eating the donut, suddenly the donut just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. That'd be just funny to me. Well, what I think would be really cool would be you take a piece out of there, out of the tray or whatever that the cheesecake's on, and then suddenly another piece shows up right where you took the last one. Hashtag how to get how hashtag how to multiply my holiday dessert spread. But obviously it was. But these people were thankful to God. And there was those pilgrims who had gotten here in 1620. Which last year was the 400th anniversary of that. I never heard one mention about that last year, and I wonder why. I wish I had heard about it, but I hadn't. But I really think it's important to look back at the ideas of, like, the first Thanksgiving. How did it get to be how we know it today? I mean, like, true Thanksgiving. I don't mean this whole thing of the four-day weekend of watch football, food coma, and then possibly another food coma, grateful on Thursday, and then Friday, fight over the last TV that was in Walmart, and shop till you drop, and your credit cards are maxed out. I hope we don't. I hope you're not maxing out your credit cards or anything like that. You know, if you want to go Black Friday shopping, that's your deal. I like to go. I like to people watch it. I like to people watch and. But obviously, I behave. And I like to go there and see what's all going on, but those people were thankful. They were thankful for what they had. And it can be easy to say things like, I'm thankful to have a roof over my head. Well, yeah, I don't dismiss that at all. It's great to have a roof over your head. A lot of people don't. Grateful to have food to eat. Yeah, that's good. Billions of people in the world are starving. You know, grateful to have a great family that loves me. Yeah. Another great one. But how about I'm grateful to be born again? I'm grateful to be saved. I'm grateful that I'm spirit-filled. I'm grateful for the blood of Jesus. Thankful that Jesus shed his blood for us and died on the cross for our sins. Grateful that I'm free. That's some of the best stuff that you can be thankful for. Along with, of course, like I said, those other things that are great things to be thankful for. You know, to live in a house, to have food to eat and, you know, have clothes to wear and things that the less fortunate don't have. And when you think about it, if you live in America, it's still the most prosperous country on the face of the earth, whether you think so or not. We're still the freest country on earth. We're supposed to be. We're still the only nation founded on Christianity other than Israel. And we're still a Christian nation. We're supposed to be. That's another thing to be thankful for if you live in this country. If you live here in the United States of America, I say if you do because we have people who listen to this broadcast who live in other countries and on other continents. I remember at one point last year finding out that we had people listening on all six continents other than Antarctica, which is the seventh continent, but people don't exactly live on that continent long term. But on all the continents that support permanent life, we have people listening to the show on them. North and South America, Africa, Asia, Australasia, Oceania, Australia, whatever you want to call that land down under. If you live in the United States of America, be thankful for that. Rather than whine about, well, I don't like the president. I don't like the, I wish this guy was in power. I wish this, I wish, hey. Can we at least get over that for a couple of days? At least? Please. But you know, just resolve to be thankful for the next day. Be, you know, be thankful, be grateful. And not just be all whiny about this stuff and that stuff and all this and that's and thisms and all this other stuff. And I try not to always be a complainer. I mean, to be honest, I think I do pretty good. I don't tend to be necessarily to always be a huge whiner. But tonight, I'm going to look at something that we looked at a few weeks ago again. And that is the story of the talents. Based on the book of Matthew. And of course, we've all been given talents in the body of Christ. But we're going to be looking at that story again tonight. Before we do that, though, we're going to sing after the Word of God and discussion thereof. We will be talking about the football from this past weekend, including high school, college, and NFL. As far as college goes, I want to have a little bit of a discussion on, first of all, can we beat that team to the South? Can Michigan beat that team to the South? Which you may or not be surprised by my answer necessarily to that. You may or may not. But if we can, how? What do we do? What does Michigan do? Which obviously we can, but obviously want to look at, like, will it be that really be super hard to beat them or not? And so that'll be part of the discussion tonight. Will be now with us not having a show on Wednesday night, that means that my pick has to be prepared for Saturday by tomorrow night. And no, I am not going to tell you tonight what my pick is going to be. Since Michigan State played that team to the South on Saturday, I think of kind of, you know, okay, what went right for Michigan State? What went wrong for Michigan State? And it was good that it happened right before Michigan playing that team to the South. Because obviously for Michigan, that allowed for them to shore things up, and obviously for that team to the South, it allows them to shore things up based on what went right or wrong for them on Saturday. Some of you may or may not know what happened on Saturday in Columbus, Michigan State versus Michigan, but we'll discuss that later. Nothing necessarily bad by any means, but just we'll talk about what happened with the score and that later. So we do have a lot I want to get to tonight. So, but first, I already gave the programming announcement in regards to Wednesday night. Then I want to really quickly encourage you guys to please go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about our book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of the first 30 years of my life and how, and the mercy of God, and how the Lord has done so many miracles in my life. It even talks about the miracle he did in my mother before I was born. And you can read about it in the book, Rivers of Miracles. The website for that book is riversofmiracles.com. Again, that website is Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, riversofmiracles.com. And while you buy the book, why not buy another one for someone else to bless them with it for a Christmas gift for someone? And you can think, hey, I already did a little piece of my Christmas shopping. You could give yourself a gold star. No, you won't get a gold star from me necessarily, because I'm the person who enjoys doing the Christmas shopping in mid-December. And even on like the 20th, the 22nd, the 23rd. Okay, enough of that. And then, before time flies past me, real quickly, I want to remind you about our PayPal. If this show has been a blessing into your life, please consider sowing a seed on PayPal. Consider sowing a seed into the program. Every time you sow a seed, I pray over that seed. I thank God for it. And I often try to tell you listeners that when you sow a seed, it's always good to sow with something in mind. What are you believing for God to do in your life? Maybe what you need God to do is to heal your body. Maybe you have a husband or wife that's struggling with something. Maybe you believe in God for a prodigal to come home. Maybe you want to raise at your job. Maybe it can be all different reasons. But go to paypal.com. In the search bar, type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-I-R-Y-V-E-R-S, and the last name, S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. Number two, please be aware that the first R in Rivers and the S in Shukla are both capitalized. And the verse I want to sow into your life tonight is, give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. And may the Lord bless you as you give. Amen. Now we're going to get into some worship. And then we're going to pray and get right into the Word of God after that. So. Lift up the name of Jesus, shout it anywhere you go. Lift up the name of Jesus, we're gonna let the whole world know. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw near unto thee. Lift him up. Come on and lift him up. Lift up the name of Jesus. Shout it anywhere you go. Lift up the name of Jesus. We're going to let the whole world know. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw near unto thee. Lift him up. Lift him up. Deaf ears will be opened. Blinded eyes shall see. Chains will be broken. We'll have liberty. Lift him up. Lift him up. Come on and lift him up. Lift him up. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw near unto thee. Lift him up. Lift him up. Lift up the name of Jesus. Shout it everywhere you go. Lift up the name of Jesus. We're going to let the whole world know. He said, if I'll be lifted up, I'll draw near unto thee. Lift him up. Lift him up. He said, if I'll be lifted up, I'll draw near unto thee. Lift him up. Lift him up. Deaf ears will be open. Blinded eyes will see. Chains will be broken. We'll have liberty. Lift him up. Lift him up. We're going to lift him up. Lift him up. Deaf ears again. Deaf ears will be open. Blinded eyes shall see. Chains will be broken. We'll have liberty. Lift him up. Lift him up. We're going to lift him up. Lift him up. Lift up the name of Jesus. Shout it everywhere you go. Lift up the name of Jesus. We're going to let the whole world know. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw near unto thee. Lift him up. Lift him up. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw near unto thee. Lift him up. Lift him up. Lift him up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As morning dawns and evening fades, you inspire songs of praise that rise from earth to touch your heart and glorify your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nation sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to say but your name. Jesus, in your name we pray. Come and fill our hearts today. Lord, give us strength to live for you and glorify your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nation sing it louder. 'Cause nothing has the power to save. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name, let the nation sing it louder. Your name, let the nation sing it louder. 'Cause nothing has the power to save like your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nation sing it louder. 'Cause nothing has the power to save. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nation sing it louder. 'Cause nothing has the power to save like your name. Oh, thank you, Lord. There is none like you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My shelter, comfort, power, tower of refuge and strength. Let every prayer, all that I am, never cease to worship. You shout to the Lord all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to our King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roll at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I love you, forever I stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, my power of refuge and strength. Let every prayer, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to our King. Mountains bow down at the seas, will roar at the sound of your name. I'll sing for joy at the work of your hand. Forever I love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have. In shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to our King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I'll sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. Nothing compares to the promise I have in. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We have a promise in you. We have promises in you. I'm so thankful that you are my God. You alone are good. You alone are the great God. And I give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory for that, for everything you've done in us, for everything you're doing in us. We thank you and praise you in this week of giving of thanks for what you've done in us, what you're doing in us right now, for what you're going to do in us. And I do not make light of what you're doing in us or going to do or what you've already done. And I am so grateful to you, Lord God, that your hand is upon us. You are making a way when it seems like there is no way. And for that, I am very grateful to you, Master, Savior, that you are the way maker. As you have our world in your hands, you know what we have need of, even when we don't. You know, and I am so thankful to you for that. Thank you for this time we have in your word this evening, as we are going to read about those talents. And we're going to be discussing what is it? What is it? What exactly does it mean? And we're just going to be having a good time in your word. Thank you that these listeners have a heart to hear your word. They're ready to receive it. And that you'll reveal things to these listeners as we study your word. And I make my confession over this program tonight. I say that sponsors come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls that are coming in to your kingdom as a result of this wonderful radio program. And I just thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing in that, in Jesus' name. Now, let's just say this abbreviated confession. I believe everything that my Bible says. And thank you that I believe my Bible. Amen. Turn with me, please, to the book of Matthew chapter 25. Matthew 25. I want us to begin reading at verse 14. Matthew 25, verse 14, please. Just giving you a moment to get there. Sorry about that, listeners. That wasn't for you. That was for me. Just what I do to help me manage time. We're doing okay on clock, so I don't have to sit here and do this thing that I've heard Dr. Buckley do. I used to hear him do it more so when I was younger. A couple different times I heard him go like, Lord have mercy, the clock, the clock. Mm-hmm. Matthew 25, verse 14, I will begin reading. Again, it will be like a man who is going on a journey who called to his servants and he entrusted his property to them. To one of his servants he gave 5 talents of money. To another person he gave 2 talents. To another one, he gave 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then the master went on his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents went at once, and he put his money to work, and he gained 5 more. So also the one who received the 2 talents. He went, did the work, and he gained 2 more. I had that part in there, the part where he said, he went and put the money to work. I put that in there for the 2. Verse 18, but the man who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and he hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of these servants returned, and he settled accounts with them. The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, you good and faithful servant. you have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. My version says, come and share your master's happiness. But I changed, like to change it to another version that I've heard it say, where it says, enter into the joy of your Lord. Verse 22. The man who had received the two talents also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with two talents. See, I have gained two more. His master replied, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then the man who had received the one talent came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man. Reaping, we do not sow, and gathering, we do not scatter seed. So I was afraid. I went out, and I hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked and lazy servant. So you knew that I reap where I have not sown, and that I gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he thinks he has, will be taken from him. Throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. All right. Let's have a discussion about this, folks. So, first, there's the man who receives the 5 talents. He goes, puts that money to work, invests it, does great things with it. He receives 5 more talents. And folks, I had heard this taught yesterday morning at my church. Pastor was out of town, and the minister who was speaking taught on this. And he was saying that one of those talents equaled out to be $800,000. $800,000. So one talent multiplied by 5 equals 800K, 1.6K, 2.4K, 3.2K, 4K. Excuse me, 4 million. $4 million multiplied by 2. $2 million. $8 million, folks. $8 million. That's a lot of money. But the master says, well, you've been faithful with a few things, a few things, a few things. $8 million, Bubba. A few things. I will put you in charge of not a couple more things, not a few more things, not some more things, many things, many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Well done. The second man, he receives two talents, puts it to work, receives two more talents. So, $1,600,000 becomes $3.2 million. So, there's those talents, and he brings those two talents to his master, and he says, and the master says, well done, good servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Yeah, but he was only given two talents and had four. And the other guy got the five, had ten. Well, yeah. I don't know why necessarily the guy who had the five was given more than the other one. It was based on his ability. Maybe he was more able with certain things. Maybe more mature. I don't know. Doesn't tell us why, other than the ability. So even though the man with the two talents had less than half of the one with the five, he still said, enter into the joy of your Lord. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Faithful with the few things. I put you in charge of many things. You did what I asked of you. Come on, enter into the joy of your Lord. Mr. One Talent, though, he goes, hides that talent in the ground. He hid his master's money. That's a great way to mismanage your money. You just hide it somewhere. Could not know where it was. No, this isn't a teaching on money. This is not necessarily a teaching on money. No. What are you doing with what God gave you? One talent, man. $800,000. He hit it. $800,000, that's still a decent amount of money. He hid it in the ground. The one talent, man, he comes, and he said, Master, well, I knew that you were a hard man. You reap where you haven't sowed. You gather where you haven't scattered seed. And he basically says, the reason I hid your talent is because I was afraid. At least he told the truth. But nonetheless, He hid that talent in the ground. That master did not sit down and say, oh, well, my servant, I'm sorry about that. I should do better, maybe do better next time. Maybe I just need to reap where I do sow and make sure that I gather and scatter seed in the same places. But no, that's not what the master said. He said, you wicked, lazy servant. You knew where I reaped it. Well, I didn't sow, and that I gather where I haven't scattered seed. And he basically said, throw that worthless into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Folks, that's not heaven. That is hellfire. And he said, well, but he tells him, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers. Then at least I could have it, interest for it, at least. And it was taken from him and was instead given to the one who had the 10 talents. Which means that that man who went from $4 million to $8 million was now at $8.8 million. That's what it believed that those talents were worth. The question is, what kind of talents has God given you? What is the assignment that God gave you to do for his kingdom? What has God asked of you? How are you doing on it? Do you know what he's called you to do? Do you know? If you don't know, you should ask him. You know what I want to hear from Jesus? When the books are open, on Judgment Day, let me say something about that real quick. Folks, you are going to give an account to Jesus. On Judgment Day, we're going to give an account. My pastor of my church, where I go to church here in Midland, Mark T. Barclay, he's going to give an account about me. And I'm going to give an account. And here's what I pray Jesus is going to say to me. I believe this is what he's going to say to me. Well done, you good and faithful servant. You were faithful with everything that I asked you to do. Enter into the joy. Enter into my joy, Mr. River Shukla. That's what I pray the Lord is going to tell me. Honestly, I believe that's what he'll tell me. I don't plan to hear him say the other stuff. Call me wicked, lazy, deciding to backslide, deciding I didn't want to walk with Jesus. I wanted to do it my own way. Hear him say, well, you were doing good there, but then stuff got tough and you decided to go away from me. Nope. That's not what I plan to hear from God. I plan to hear him say, well done, good and faithful servant. I called you to these certain things and you did them. And then that he taught the people, whoever has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Folks, that includes blessing. That includes whatever it is that God has for you. But whoever doesn't have, even what he thinks he has will be taken away. He won't have it anymore. It'll be gone. Folks, Jesus has given us all something. He's given us all talents, different abilities, and different assignments. Things that we can use for him. And of course, I'm not going to be cocky about it, about what I might or might not be good at. But we're all given a talent from God. We've also been given an assignment from God. And if it's something we're not necessarily good at yet, let's just say God wants you to be a singer, but you don't have a singing voice. And when you try to sing, your voice sounds absolutely terrible. Truth is, I know somebody like that. Now, he's one of the best worship leaders I know of. No names. Nope. But God will make you what he wants you to be. And God wants to use your talents. Mr. Five Talent and Mr. Two Talent. Here's what Mr. Two Talent could have done. He could have said, well, I wish I was like the Five Talent guy. I wish I had also had the five talents. Why do I only have two? Why on earth do I only have two talents? I guess I should just hide them. But what do I do now? He decides, well, you know, even though I only have two talents, I'm going to put them both to work. You know what? He gained two more talents. He was faithful. The man says, you were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. For some of you folks, that could maybe mean that you get promoted from maybe being a sales clerk at your business to maybe a shift manager. Or maybe being promoted from, depending on where you work, maybe promoted from going to the shift manager of a certain shift to the head manager, or possibly even the owner, because you were faithful. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. But the master does not say that same thing with the one talent man. Why? Because he hid that money. He's like that backslider. He decided, it'd be like him deciding the kingdom's not for me. I'm going to go off. I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to backslide. Grass is greener over there. He got in big trouble for that. What this means is we got to do it God's way, the way he said, the way God set this up. Because God set systems up for us. If we follow his ways, we're going to be just fine. In fact, we'll be beyond fine. Because that man who has then had the 10 talents and now the 11, he's beyond just fine. The man who then got the four talents after having the two, I think he was doing beyond just fine. I'm not saying necessarily that it was easy, but he did everything that got asked of him. Lord, I thank you for this word tonight. Thank you that we would all find our talents, put them to use. Lord God. And I thank you that you're using us to accomplish what you have in store for us to do for you in these last days. Thank you that we will put this word into practice in our lives and that we'll get busy for you. In your mighty name, we pray, Jesus. And Lord God, I pray right now that if there's anyone listening who does not know you, may they somehow get a hold of me and give their life to you right now, Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, for that. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen. All right. Let's talk about some sports. On Saturday, in high school state semifinal action, in Division I semifinal one, you had Rochester. In semifinal one, you had Division II winner Rochester Adams beat Division I, Region I winner Grand Blanc, 28-20. Both of these teams were undefeated. Rochester Adams, of course, is looking to win their first state title since 2003. This is of note because they had to come up to Midland in 2003 in order to beat the Cummings, in order to win the 2003 state title. They had come up here and beaten the Cummings that year, 28-14. In semifinal two, or Division I, you had Belleville defeating Sterling Heights Stevenson. So, on Saturday at 1 p.m. at Ford Field in downtown Detroit, you will have Rochester Adams, 13-0, versus Belleville, 12-1. Division II. In semifinal one, Region I winner, Traverse City Central, demolished Division II winner South Lyon by a score of 56-20. Traverse City Central has been basically demolishing their playoff opponents, and they haven't let up. They will be taking on defeated Warren De La Salle, who won their semifinal two game against no, that wasn't Portage. That wasn't Battle Creek, because Portage and Battle Creek had lost prior. But anyhow, Traverse City Central is going to play Warren D. LaSalle on Friday at 1 p.m. Usually I want a team from the east side of the state to win. This time, I want Traverse City Central to win. Why? Because they're coming into the Saginaw Valley League North next fall. Then they will start playing Midland and Dow every year. And so that can make it look good. Let's say when we Traverse City Central next fall, then we can say, we beat the defending state champions. As that would be so cool to be able to say next fall. That would be so cool. So, in local nature, Grand Blanc, their season is done. Grand Blanc is also in the Saginaw Valley League, but in the South Division. Locally, basically what we have left is Beale City. Beale City is still alive, and will they win? Who knows? College football. On Saturday, Michigan State got totally shellacked and smacked around and kicked around by that team to the south, 56-7. Ohio State freshman quarterback, redshirt freshman quarterback, had possibly his best game all year, throwing for 6 touchdowns, all in the first half, just rolling. Michigan State did not look like the 8th-ranked team in America. No, they looked way worse than that. And that team to the south refused to allow us to do anything on offense. And in case you're wondering, you might be saying, well, Miracle Man, don't you love that team to the south a lot? Don't you really enjoy them? Yes, I do. I truly do. However, I want to see both Michigan and Michigan State defeating them from time to time. I do. I really do. Michigan State, however, their offense was very good. Has been this year, for the most part. Their offense has been very good, but their defense has struggled at certain points throughout the season. Back in the days, about 6 years ago, when we made it to the CFP college football playoff, we were very good on defense, but our offense was a little behind some of the other teams, like that team to the south, like Michigan, like some other teams, which may say Miracle Man, do you think that the fact that we didn't necessarily have the greatest defense this year might have been what caused us to get totally crushed? Well, it's a possibility. Let's look at the other side of this equation. What did Michigan do? Michigan totally, utterly demolished Maryland, 59-18. 59-18. Hey, we scored more than what that team in the South did when they beat MSU. But we gave up more points. Almost three times as many points as what they'd hit. We gave up 18 instead of only giving up 7. On Saturday at noon, it is believed that that team to the South is ranked number 2. Michigan is ranked number 4. So there's a chance right now that both teams could make the college football playoff, even though that won't, more than likely will not happen. Could it? Maybe. We'll have to see. But someone has to lose that game between us and that team to the South. You say, what do we do if we want to win? We have to get to their quarterback. We have to get to their running backs. We have to defend the ball. We have to be all over them, chasing them. Obviously, we've got to be clean and have, but you know, we have to be well able to read them. The less points we give up to them, the better. We have to have great ball discipline. Can't be turning the ball over at all. The Bucs are that team of, oh, you turn the ball over, they can score on it. I was listening to parts of that Michigan State game on Saturday. One of the times that ball got turned over, that team in the South went right back down the field and scored a touchdown. Boom. And they're good at quick striking, too. They have to be able to stop those long touchdown throws and runs. And sometimes if they, for us, what can we do on offense? Sometimes you have to be able to do well at both passing and running. So if you're finding, well, they're making it so we can't throw the ball. So now we need to run it some. And we have to make it so that they can't guess what we're going to do next. Try to throw them off key. This is the kind of stuff that it's going to take if we're going to beat that team to the South. This is the kind of stuff it's going to take. It's going to be much harder than what I thought it was going to be after that Oregon game versus that team to the South. Speaking of which, Oregon lost again for the second time. But that team to the South has done nothing but get better and better and better and better and better since then. At first they were giving up a lot of points, not anymore. I will let you know what I think about this game tomorrow night. Still thinking about this, some things, kind of making up my mind what I think. To be honest, I gave you some strategies. Oh, Lions, 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 Lions. Oh, another day, another loss. This time, 13-10. The Browns, which Mayfield turned out to be healthy enough to play. And also, Jared Goff was hurt. He did not play. All the Lions really did that was really good offensively was 56-yard running touchdown. So at least we're better at rushing the football a bit now, but we need to be able to do better at throwing the football. We have to. And Dan Campbell, I don't know how well he's working. 0-9-1. Is that real good? Nope. It's not. Can we beat the Bears? I'll tell you tomorrow. And I'll tell you what we have to do in order to beat them. All right. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.